is William Air Di Diego and Yu Yu calling from Wee Wee Blogs, and we have just watched Ronella Hayati win Festivali y Kungis going to Eurovision 2022. Should we talk about it?
Let's do this!
Let me kick this off by saying this song was the favorite for a reason. Ronella can sing, she can sing live, and she can serve attitude. Tonight, we saw that she can also serve sincere emotion. She wanted this, she delivered, and she deserved it. Erdi from Kosovo, first reaction.
I'm so happy. I said in the interview, I'm so happy that Albania finally broke the devil's leg, and we are finally going with an up-tempo song to Eurovision. I think she is going to do very well. I believe in her. I love her. I'm so excited to see her at the Eurovision stage. I don't know. I just love her.
Diego, first thoughts.
I think this is amazing. I mean, we've been talking about Ronella for weeks. This is stuck in your heads. This is different. This is what Albania hasn't sent in years.
Yeah.
So never, actually. So I'm very excited for Ronella and what is coming.
Yu from China.
Yeah, I'm thinking actually this is the right choice because we all regret about what happened in 2 years ago about Metana. Everyone loves that song.
And definitely.
Finally, we have a dance song this year and it will rock Eurovision next year in Turin.
I hope this will give the opportunity to the other big artists like Elvana Jata and others to come back and actually win Festival de Kungis, because tonight Ronella showed that even if you have a dance song, you can sing it with orchestra and you can still win Festival de Kungis. This is huge.
Absolutely. And I think the sky is the limit. They have room to improve. Let's be honest.
Definitely.
Parts of the song are messy, but because it is such a strong bass product, they can work with it. I heard the demo. It was 5 minutes and 30 seconds.
It was.
Then they shrunk it to 3 minutes and 30 seconds for this. So they still have to shave 30 seconds off, and that's a good thing. It will make the song tighter. It will make it more high impact. And there's plenty of space to cut things. It's
definitely
obvious. And she can feel it. Ronella has said it herself.
Definitely.
So I think the final product will only be stronger.
Definitely.
Quickly on the language, she told us in our live stream that she will be working with someone who speaks better English than her. This is her words, to make it even stronger.
Someone more professional.
Yeah.
That can deliver the English lyrics very well and not doing a direct translation that we did before. Like, I'm sorry, but that was the truth. So, and I know her ideas. She already told me the ideas, what she wants to do in Eurovision. And if she does that, every Eurovision fan will go crazy. I can definitely say that.
What do you guys think about where this is headed, about the English dish?
I love the fact that this is so messy, but so interesting at the same time. I've been telling you for, I don't know, days. This reminds me of Russia 2021.
Ah.
We don't know where it was going. It was like different
definitely
rhythms, a mix of everything. So I think Albania is great. This is fantastic.
We are in the right path.
Yes.
I'm thinking at the beginning, actually, this song is a little bit messy, but now they are trying to cut it down into 3 minutes. So I'm looking forward what kind of things they will do which part they will translate it into English. And today we saw actually there's only like two sentences which is translated in English.
Yeah.
And I think it's better maybe they will do half-half.
We'll see.
We'll see. I think the hook is memorable. I will never regret. You will not be a secret.
Yeah.
Like, that's quite good.
You will never be a secret.
I also love, all y'all on Instagram can be nasty. Everyone keeps saying, in our language, secret means secrete, like body fluid coming out. Like, so many Instagram comments.
We don't have such a thing in Albania.
In English,
no.
Danish, apparently.
Mm, yeah. Spanish.
You have secretion.
Secretion, yes.
Yeah.
Albanian is so original, so we don't have that in our language.
So
I'm
maybe
sorry.
If she says secret, they actually uses the word secret, it won't sound so
secret.
Secretion.
Yeah, it is. I don't know. I just have good words for her. I don't know. I'm so happy. You have no idea.
And we should just tell you, and we mentioned this in our live stream, Angela Peristeri mentioned this week that she wanted someone who is consistent.
Mm-hmm.
She's a member of the jury. She said she wants someone who can deliver at all times, in rehearsal, on the night of the show. And that's what Ronella has done. Every single performance, off camera or on camera, has been strong. And that's important for Eurovision, because at Eurovision, the press judge you in rehearsals. So I just think her consistency will be part of her strength.
I'm glad that Albania, it's not in the wrong place.
Yeah.
What can I say? Just looking forward for the revamp.
I want to add the last thing. I think what you mentioned for Angela, it's so important because she told actually everybody and showed everybody that jury should be professional.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If you take care of every detail for Eurovision, you can find the right song. I think the other jurists in the past must take lesson from her.
Yeah.
Because she showed a big professionalism. I love it.
Actually, you raise a really good point. Angela Peristeri was the first Albanian artist to work with Sasha Jean-Baptiste.
First ever.
She wanted to professionalize. She didn't want to be stuck in a rut doing the same thing over and over.
Definitely.
And Ronella Hayati, who is a very big pop star as well, she will
hitmaker.
Hitmaker. Absolutely. The Mail Online would call her a hitmaker, putting on a leggy display, a ponytail display. Love the sidebar of shame. In any case, point of story is this. She's a professional. And she will keep working and working E-R-K. Top 10 potential?
Oh, yes.
At least half, the first half in the scoreboard.
Left-hand side of the scoreboard from UU.
I definitely hope for top 10. But you never know with... we don't know the songs and everything. Mm-hmm. But this is a good start. I can definitely say that this is a good start.
It will be in the final at least.
And I think we can all agree there will be nothing else that sounds like this at the Eurovision Song Contest 2022.
Not at all. And this is such a... Yeah, actually, it reminds me such a, you know, Russia. It's the same vibe, you know, energy. And I think maybe she will improve that in Eurovision. We'll see.
She's so not intimidated. In any case, it is time for us to wrap this up. Final thoughts on Ronella Hayati.
Final thoughts. I love Albania. I love Ronella Hayati. I would love that they keep this in Albanian because I love the song in Albanian. Maybe if we see how the revamp is going and how they are going to add the English or if they're going to do it. But I would love or I prefer it in Albanian.
I just want to say that the other artists were also strong. Alban had a good song. Yannix from New York had a good song. Eldis performed brilliantly. This was not a weak competition. The top end of this had quality, and I hope they keep this going. I'm just really excited that the newcomers broke through, because when the newcomers come through, it really shows you there's a future beyond the current stars. And finally, with Ronella, this is going to the final. I know it's early to predict this, but I really think even if this was super messy, it would still make the final because it's so original and this sound will translate across borders.
Definitely. My final thought is I believe in her. Even if she does the whole song in English, even if she sings in the song the whole in Albanian, even if she sings in Spanish or in Chinese or whatever, I believe her. Yeah. You know, I know that she's professional. She's going to try everything. She's going to try English. She's going to try a mix. She's going to try maybe full Albanian. And I think she will make the right choice in the end. I believe in her.
And finally, Yu.
Yeah, so actually I'm very happy about the result because actually the top three from me is Edis, Ronella and Alban. But Ronella is the right person who should go to Eurovision. And I'm very excited to see the revamp and to hopefully I can see her in Turin next year.
Absolutely.
And
well,
I should mention that I was waiting Miro to do better, to be honest. I was waiting that.
What position did he finish?
I just understood that he was in top five.
Okay.
But not in top three, which is still good for me. It's close. I think he's getting every year better.
Yeah.
So
and
I
more
think,
honest, I think.
Definitely.
The lyrics were so honest.
I just was waiting to do a bit better, but I trust in jurors. I trust in Mirut. He's going to do even better in the future.
Well, that's what we think. What do you think? Are you happy with Albania's choice? What advice do you have for Ronella for a revamp? Let us know here on WeWe Blogs.
Thank you, everybody. Faleminderit gjithë shqiptarve që na ndjekin tash neve nga Kosova, Macedonia, Mali, Greqia, Italia, kudo që ndodhen. Faleminderit shumë.
Don't forget to subscribe, like, follow us on multiple social medias.
I send you our love from Tirana. Bye-bye.
And we will see you later. Bye.